Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action. Hi. Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast. Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, the geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens. I am your host. But why aren't we all happy to be alive, you know? And I know when you turn the news on every day, I know it might seem like it's hard to be happy. But today, this recovering alcoholic, anyway, is grateful and happy to be alive and sober. And I'm here. And let's be honest, okay? I like being happy, all right? Even when I'm watching TV or watching a movie. Right, Zeph?
Movies are bad for
me. Sometimes they can be. I mean, why did they make a sad bastard depressing Pinocchio? Huh? Huh, Guillermo del Toro? Why did they do that? Why did they do that? I mean, it was just bleak. And depressing, but it was depressing and sublime. So dark. Everybody die. Why, though? Why? And I don't know. I guess I'd just rather be happy. So I try to watch stuff that makes me happy. Even an Ant-Man movie. Or Quantum Leap reruns, you know? I mean, how many times can Sam Beckett leap into somebody else and help somebody and hope that each next leap is his last leap home? But why the sadness, you know? And why is Brendan Fraser taking up my feed the entire time on Instagram? For days. Brendan Fraser, you know? The Whale. We get it. It's supposed to be his comeback role. I get it. Put him in a fat suit. Everyone's applauding. Everyone's praising. Like, oh my God, it's his tour de force performance. So I'm just scrolling through my Instagrams and I'm just going through lasers, tits, robots, Brendan Fraser, sad and fat. Okay, let's talk about that. But I guess we need some depressing movies every now and then to offset the laser beams, robots, and tits, and capes, and cows. Oh my gosh, that looks amazing. That looks amazing. And we need Ezra Miller in a Flash movie, you know? Because we have a Keaton now, you know? You can't have the Keatons without the Ezras, and you can't have those Ezras without the Keatons, right? The good with the bad with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Or The Good, the Bad, and the Weird. Great movie. Korean. If you don't know, you googs. I mean, look. Some things work and some things don't. Some things don't work for me. Some things work for other people, you know? Some people like a skinny Joker that's kind of cut and sliced up, you know, with a modern, postmodern deco, haircut. But I like the old school Joker. I like that Jack Nicholson Joker, you know? Some people like that Wolverine yellow and blue. I like that brown. Gotta love that brown. But believe it or not, I do enjoy some things other than time travel and tits and robots and capes and cows. Father of the year over here, teaching my son all the important lessons that he needs to learn in life. Always make sure they're dead, folks. When you kill a bad guy, you always make sure they're dead. Because they always come back, right? I mean, just think about it. Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, you know, it's just been revoked. No, but I like music every now and then, right? And I'm getting back into it. And by getting back into it, I mean getting back in a studio. And I've teased it a little bit on the social medias, but got a little another batch of songs coming out the next couple of months or so. I think it'll be dropping in the next few months or so. But I wanted to take this opportunity, like any other opportunity, to shamelessly plug that and maybe give you guys a little taste before it actually comes out. I mean, you, the kamikazes, the fearless, faithful listeners, you know? The people that tune in every week to hear me rant about nonsense, you know? So here's some more nonsense. Last year, Amphigory, was it this year? Last year? 2020, I think? Oh, my God. 2 years ago. 2021? 2 years ago.
How about 2020?
It was 2020, I think. And that's when we started recording the first batch of songs called Amphigory. And it was me and John and our buddy Josh. And we got together and did some stuff. And a couple other people played on the record. I think John's friend, oh, God, I can't remember his name. Do you remember his name? What was his name?
I don't know.
Was it Jimmy? John, Josh, Jimmy? But we put out a little album. And so some covers, some originals. It was good, especially during that quarantine time, that COVID time, that anxiety time. It was good. It was cathartic. And we got it out. And now I got another EP with mostly covers and some songs about life, death, the human condition. Anyway, these were just songs that I made me think of my dad, or made me think about everything that's kind of happened in the last year or so with my dad, and thinking about life and mortality, you know, and I'm getting older. Some of these were songs he liked, or some of these were songs that just made me think of him, or just the whole last year in general. And so I got together with Mr. Johnny Barnes from John Barnes Audio, just like the last EP, and we got together and we started recording some shit over the last year, and now we're actually in a position to start putting it out. So I haven't decided if we're going to drop it all at once or kind of drop it in, you know, incremental singles like the kids do these days, but it's just really cool. You know, it's, John did a lot of hard work on it. He did a lot of the music on it. I just showed up and sang. I think John did all the music, actually. I think I played guitar in one song, and you'll hear that one at some point too. But the first one I'm going to talk about is a little Mike Watt song called Chinese Fire Drill. And it's the first song I like to play for you out of this new batch of songs. The original was recorded on Ball Hog and Tugboat back in like 94, 95 timeframe, which is a great album. If you don't know, you definitely got to googs and you definitely got to pick it up. But Mike Watt is like that godfather of like punk, 80s punk, bass, earlier alternative mixology. He's the man. And certainly an acquired taste for some, but definitely a bass sage, and you can't doubt that ever. It's a great album with a lot of great songs on it, and the original was actually kind of slow. I think Frank Black from the Pixies sang on it, and we put some heat on it. We put some balls on it. You know, I gave it to John. I said, I want to cover this, and the lyrics are kind of poignant, and I liked it, so we put it on there. And I think you guys will be happy with it. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback already from some folks that I played it for. But mostly this is just, again, an excuse for me to share it with you guys. I'm not talking at length about anything else. I'm just going to drop this song right here. I am going to be getting on a plane within the next 24 hours, a little work trip for a moon base. And, you know, I always think about mortality when I get on a plane, too. I don't like flying. I always worry about the fucking thing crashing every time I'm about to get on that thing. Maybe it's for my mom. I think part of that whole neurosis from her was always like, always expect the worst thing to happen, and it won't happen. Which is kind of, you know, I guess makes sense in its own twisted way. And I adopted that same neurosis, and now I think about everything, the worst possible thing that could happen in any situation, which is perfectly healthy, right? So, yeah, nothing remotely weird about getting into an aluminum tin can strapped to jet fuel and taking off into the heavens and landing again. But that being said, if you got to go, you got to go with a smile. So I'm happy, and I'm happy to share this song with you right now. I hope you dig it. Again, John did a hell of a job on this, playing all the music, the guitar, the bass, the drums, even a mean, mean organ, which you'll hear at the end of the song. And he just does great work. And we put a spin on it, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm happy to share with you now our forthcoming EP, Amphigory Volume 2. Here it is, Chinese Fire Drill. Remember, kids, life is like trying to learn Latin in a Chinese fire drill. And it's just fiction.